After his visit to Scotland and Wales, the Prime Minister finished his debut tour of the UK in Belfast. Boris Johnson urged politicians in Northern Ireland to redouble efforts to restore the power-sharing government there.
People in Northern Ireland have been without a government for 2 years and 6 months, so my prime focus this morning is to do everything I can to help that get up and running again.
David Hunter is the news editor at Q Radio in Belfast. Hello, David.
Hi, Keith.
Now, Boris met with the fine main parties at Stormont to discuss two things, basically, devolution and Brexit. But let's go to devolution first.
Yeah, so Northern Ireland is a kind of a funny place in terms of its politics. So you have two main parties, one representing the largely nationalist community and one representing the largely unionist community, and those two parties have to agree to enter government together, and that's under the terms of the Good Friday Agreement from 1998. So for the past 2.5 years there's kind of been a standoff between these two parties. So Northern Ireland in one way has a record for being the place without a functioning government for the longest period of time, but some decisions can be taken from the UK Parliament. So it's kind of in a limbo land at the minute, where some decisions are being taken and some are not. So the Prime Minister's visit to Northern Ireland is always an interesting experience. This time round, it was very much that the Prime Minister was there to talk about devolution and to talk about Brexit. You would think that it would be all Brexit at this point because, of course, the UK leaving the European Union. The big sticking point is Northern Ireland. It's the border that Northern Ireland has with the Republic. Years and years ago, that would have been a sort of very intimidating place, a very scary place for people. There would have been army patrols and there would have been a lot of security there. But now, because of the Good Friday Agreement, that's an open border, so you can drive from Northern Ireland into the Republic and vice versa with no checks, no security, and a lot of people are very happy about that. So they want to keep that as it is, but the differences in opinion vary quite badly between the two main parties here.
Now, there's a lot of, there's uncertainty over Brexit, there's uncertainty over the devolved government. What's the vibe there, just amongst the people of Northern Ireland?
People here are just frustrated with everything. So you've got Brexit coming down the line, and as I say, the two main parties, so the two largest parties in Northern Ireland, which have to share power in government. At the moment, that's the DUP and Sinn Féin. So Sinn Féin, at the moment, they are pro-European. They want to see us staying in the EU. They want a united Ireland. And they are ready to sort of call a unity poll. Their leader, Mary Lou McDonald, spoke at Stormont a few days ago when Boris was here. And she was talking about sort of how protected Ireland should be. On the opposite side of that coin, you have the DUP. They're a very pro-unionist party, so they want to see us staying part of the United Kingdom. Their idea behind Brexit, they're a pro-Brexit party, total opposite to Sinn Féin. They want to see us leave, and they're saying that the European Union is not good for the UK and the UK economy. So their party also props up the government in Westminster, and there's a fear amongst a lot of people in Northern Ireland that the DUP are the only voice that people in Westminster are hearing. You basically have, you have MPs from across Northern Ireland, they're all pretty much Sinn Féin or DUP, apart from one independent. But Sinn Féin don't take their seats in Westminster, so there's a real fear that the only voices people are hearing is the DUP, this pro-unionist, let's leave the EU voice. The two parties are diametrically opposed. You have one wanting to leave, one wanting to stay. They can't enter government together, so Northern Ireland is the place that will be most affected by Brexit, and that's because of the border between the two. So you're going to have a border of some description between Northern Ireland and the Republic, and nobody yet knows what that looks like. So it's just a confusing place at the moment.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty. Well, we're going to keep an eye on it, and we'll talk to you again as negotiations continue. David, thank you very much.
All right.